First of all, happy Father's Day. I know Father will be doing, give you a blessing at the end of Mass, so please stick around. I don't think I'm alone in what I will share with you tonight. Recently, I prayed for an outcome. And I prayed to the Virgin Mary for that outcome. But the outcome didn't come out the way I wanted it to be. So that got me delving into looking at the whole question of why. Not that I was questioning my faith is stronger than ever, but the question is why? Why didn't that outcome happen? And I'm sure you've asked that same question. Typical me, I delved into researching the question of why. Looking into the whole idea of God's plan for me. Because here it says, I know you and I know all the hairs in your head. And he said, I will, whoever, even all hairs in your head are counted, so do not be afraid. So God knows kind of for me, and he has a plan for me and a plan for you. So why did that outcome, does that fit into God's plan? And that's what I was probing. And I went into the Old Testament, the New Testament, to see, can we change God's mind? Can we alter the outcome? And the answer is no. It's God's plan. Even if it comes the way we want it, it's still God's plan for me. Plan for you. You do have in your scripture, even like Abraham, pleading to God not to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and he kept whittling it down until he did not. And there are many other examples in the Old Testament and New Testament where people came to Jesus, reached out, and the woman with the hemorrhage initially said he would basically feed to the dogs, and it was what? But he answered her prayer. So the question is, what is in the plan for me and the plan for you? And when we pray for something, is it a waste of time? Because it's already planned. So why waste my time praying for it? And I asked a couple priests, I asked a couple friends. I haven't had the ability to see Father. I'm sure he has an answer. He's willing to get up and give you an answer right now. Why in that plan? I even bought a book. It says, if God already knows, why pray? And I read that book. Well, let me just share with you a little bit about answering that question. And what does theology say about that question? One, prayer is above all an act of love and communion with God. That's key. It's an interaction between you and God. And he wants that interaction between you and God. No matter what you want, pray, because he wants to hear from you, and he will answer your prayers. And although God knows our deeds even before we voice them, prayer is not to change God, but to transform us, as St. Augustine said. Prayer is not for the purpose of informing God, but forming the person. So the question is, if I research all this, that I should be a different person than I am. And when we pray, we align ourselves with God's will, not my will. We open our hearts to him, and because he needs our approval, but because we need to trust him. So I need to trust him because that outcome wasn't mine, but I trust God that he had a plan for me, and that is something that's very good, even though right now I don't understand. Remember, there is no time for God. There's only time for us. In the Garden of Eden, it all started when we have free will to follow God or not to follow God, or to walk away from him when you don't get your answer. Prayer strengthens our faith. Faith is not just intellectual acknowledgement, but a living dynamic relationship. And when we pray, we exercise our trust in God, acknowledging our dependence on him. It's like a child asking their father for help, not because the father doesn't already know what the child needs, but because a child finds security and comfort in expressing that need. And I found that in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God desires a personal relationship with you. That's a key. He is a loving Father who desires an authentic relationship in each one of us. And prayer is a way we actively participate in that relationship with God. So pray, pray, pray. Talk to your God. And make your prayer a dialogue. Don't pray as if you're leaving a message in a mailbox. Speak to God as you would a close friend. And St. Ignatius of Loyola invites us to imagine that we are conversing with Christ face to face, sharing our joys, doubts, and concerns. And I can tell you, ever since I asked that question, is this in your plan? He's been talking to me like crazy and pointing me in this direction and that direction. And even the homily last week, you heard the word pity from Father Du Bois, right? That was one of my things, not pity. And there he answered my prayer. Father Du Bois answered one of the questions I had about pity. What is pity? And he said it's not pity, it's love, right? Not pity. And focus on the gratitude of our requests. Take time to thank God for what you already have. And believe me, I thank God for everything he's given me freely. Being here tonight, being an ordained deacon of his church, to be one of his disciples, I thank him every day. And listen, prayer isn't just about talking, it's about listening in silence. And we can perceive God's voice in our minds. He talks to us in response to our prayer. And here in church, where two or three are gathered on a day, here I am. What a wonderful place to pray. And we also have our own petitions that we'll be saying. And finally, listen to this, trust, even without immediate results. I didn't have immediate results. Sometimes we may feel that our prayers go unanswered. Duh. But as St. Teresa of Avila teaches, God never delays in responding. He simply acts in his perfect time. And prayer teaches us to trust in God's plans, even when we don't fully understand it. My brothers and sisters, I just give you a touch of the research that I did. But I leave with you, pray, communicate with God, and trust in him, even if it wasn't the answer you want